Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
417 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Well, you just heard Sue Strom and sitting down with former police chief Eric Randall discussing his future and what played into that fact. We will keep you well abreast of any development or changes in that situation. But first, let's go ahead and jump into the top three important things you really should know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, tropical moisture is unleashing widespread downpours across the Florida Peninsula this afternoon, prompting warnings of rapid flash flooding before Invest 93L is forecast to make landfall in Louisiana by tomorrow morning. The odds of intensifying are minimal due to disruptive wind shear. Flash flooding is a major concern as New Orleans could see up to 8 inches of rain.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves now says former Police Chief Eric Randall was not meeting department expectations. He said that earlier today, adding that the decision to part ways was made using data. The city conducts employee engagement surveys each year. Reeves says the expectations set inside the building have not been met, so the chief and the city agreed to part ways last week, and that is what we just heard the chief talking about.
And you heard that live on News Radio 92.3. Here's your third story this hour. Changes are potentially coming to downtown Pensacola as major construction disruptions are expected next year. The reimagined Palafox Street project will cover Palafox Street from Garden to Main Street with wider sidewalks, crosswalks, better drainage. The city is considering two options. Here's the first. It's close is the entire street to be it's going to close the streets to motorized vehicles for 5 months. The second option is to have the work proceed block by block. And what this means, it'll drag that project out for well over 1 year.
All right. And you know what? Since we're already kind of late to the party here, let's go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got some pretty rough backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. We also got some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road and on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And those spots are just in Pensacola. Also got our usual backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 85 degrees, kind of cloudy out there. Going to be a low of 78 tonight with rainfall chances lingering. They're going to sit pretty high for your Thursday and Friday, but we're going to see the highs sit a little bit on the lower side as a result. And since it's already just about 420, we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes, returning to our normal timeline every hour, getting some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. Had a great opportunity today to talk with Manny Diaz, the interim president at UWF. Asked him some of the questions about how we got here and what his plans are for the future. Also talked quite a bit about the change of leadership at the Pensacola Police Department, incoming Chief Kristen Brown. Talked with Mayor Reeves about that and other issues, including the plans on Palafox. And a little conversation about office workplace romance and why it's something we ought to always be aware of, good and bad. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, inflation at the wholesale level was pretty tame in the month of June. Jenny Casola's in with the report.
The producer price index was unchanged last month, a sign that tariffs and trade uncertainty are not having a significant impact on many things. The PPI measures wholesale inflation, the cost of things before they reach consumers. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, was also flat in June. For the year ending in June, the PPI moderated to 2.3%, and the annual core PPI rose just 2.6%. The numbers are all cooler than economists were predicting. The PPI peaked at 11.7% wholesale inflation for the year ending in March 2022. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 424 News Radio 92.3. Interesting afternoon. Let me tell you, stocks ending up. This is after President Trump said he's now unlikely to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. What a reversal that is in the past 24 hours. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending higher after a gauge of inflation was tamer than expected and big banks reported strong earnings results. Stocks pairing from session lows after President Trump said he's not planning to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell, despite new reports suggesting he was close to making that decision. The president did reiterate his view that interest rates should be lower. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, healthcare was the best performer, while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Johnson & Johnson, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Amazon, IBM, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 232 points, the Nasdaq up 53 for its third straight record close, S&P 500 up 20. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, there you go, 425. Austin Price looking at that weather very closely and has the traffic updates for you together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, just got a couple of our usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. All looking kind of rough at this time, but we do have worse congestion than usual on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, so keep that in mind. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got some rainfall chances lingering over the course of the next several days into your weekend. Highs are going to creep back up eventually, but right now, tomorrow's high is only sitting at 87.
You know, you and I had a discussion a couple of days ago about Jim Cantore from the National Weather Service. You never want to see him
never a good sign.
Land on your beach. You just don't.
One of the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Mike Seidel, who used to be at the Weather Channel, now is at our Fox Weather Department.
Right.
He's in Biloxi today, and those people are going, what are you doing over here? Well, the Gulf Coast bracing itself for a new round of tropical weather, and Mike Seidel reports from Biloxi.
Many along the Mississippi Gulf Coast are watching what's going on in Florida right now. That's because Invest 93L, it's making its move across the state and then back into the Gulf. At that point, it could intensify, become more organized, and become a depression, potentially even Tropical Storm Dexter. Flood watchers are already out for coastal areas of Mississippi and southern Louisiana in the advance of whatever we end up with, because heavy rain will fall as much as 5 to 7 inches between Wednesday and Saturday. Hurricane hunters will check the area out in the Gulf on Wednesday afternoon. In Biloxi, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
427. Okay, Mike, thank you very much. Just a reminder, program reminder, coming up at 435 this afternoon, the National Weather Service joining us live from Mobile. We'll get the latest numbers for you and where that storm's heading.
Absolutely. And Chris, just a few minutes ago, you had shared a story with us about Trump having some just more passive language regarding Jerome Powell. Well, that's not the only head scratcher coming out of the Trump administration lately. He's calling out some Republicans for buying into what he calls the Epstein hoax. Trump spoke to reporters earlier today in the Oval Office and was asked about a contentious DOJ investigation into the late sex offender. Trump says he was surprised some Republicans got duped and followed the Democratic playbook of going after him with false stories like the Russia hoax.
Another story that we are watching, and it is getting deeper and deeper and deeper. President Trump calling for California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff to face consequences for alleged mortgage fraud. And it's growing by the hour. Jackie Heinrich is at the White House this afternoon with the story.
President Trump posting this to Truth Social, quote, Adam Schiff said that his primary residence was in Maryland to get a cheaper mortgage and rip off America when he must live in California because he was a congressman from California. Mortgage fraud is very serious, and crooked Adam Schiff, now a senator, needs to be brought to justice.
I don't know about the individual charge, if that even happens, but Adam Schiff is a serious lowlife.
Schiff responding with this, quote, since I led his first impeachment, Trump has repeatedly called for me to be arrested for treason. So in a way, I guess this is a bit of a letdown, and this baseless attempt at political retribution won't stop me from holding him accountable, not by a long shot.
And a federal appeals court is upholding West Virginia's near-total abortion ban. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that the state's Unborn Child Protection Act can remain in effect. The case focused on whether federal regulations for the abortion drug mifepristone override state law. Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey praised the decision, calling it a big win for the state's pro-life efforts.
Let me take you back up to Washington this afternoon. Former senator, senior advisor, actually, to Jill Biden, Anthony Bernal, sitting down for a closed-door deposition with House Republicans. Didn't get very far. Griff Jenkins reporting from Capitol Hill on News Radio 92.3.
This is the guy that they referred to as Jill Biden's work husband. He was known as a gatekeeper and had a front row seat to the Biden family. But to put into perspective just how close of a relationship Bernal had in the White House, Jill Biden's former press secretary, Michael LaRosa, tells Fox Digital this, quote, no one spent more time, whether it was in the motorcade, on the plane, in the private residence at the White House, Camp David, or at both houses in Delaware, nobody spent more personal time around them in their family, in the Biden family, than Anthony.
Okay, President Trump now saying he's not planning to fire Chairman of the Fed Reserve, Jerome Powell, despite strongly criticizing his rate decisions. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says it's highly unlikely he fires Fed Chairman Jerome Powell before his term ends next year.
He's a knucklehead.
The president says he asked several House Republicans about replacing Powell early, but says reports of an imminent firing are not true.
I think he's not doing a good job. He's got a very easy job to do. You know what he has to do? Lower interest rates.
President Trump says Powell is too slow on interest rate decisions. The Fed chair has said he's waiting to see the impact tariffs have on inflation before deciding on a rate cut. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
National Weather Service coming up live in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says he's not planning to fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve despite his strong criticism and repeated calls for him to cut interest rates.
President Trump says it's highly unlikely he fires Fed Chairman Jerome Powell before his term ends next year.
He's a knucklehead.
President Trump says Powell is too slow on interest rate decisions. The Fed chair has said he's waiting to see the impact tariffs have on inflation before deciding on a rate cut.
Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House. A lawsuit against Boeing and Alaska Airlines over last year's door plug blowout has reportedly been settled. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Attorneys representing the three plaintiffs tell KPTV Fox 12 in Portland, Oregon, they've settled with Alaska Airlines and Boeing, not sharing the terms as part of the agreement.
No one was injured during that door plug blowout. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries, plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tropical moisture is unleashing widespread downpours across the Florida Peninsula today, prompting warnings of rapid flash flooding before Invest 93L is forecast to make landfall in Louisiana tomorrow morning. The odds of intensifying are minimal due to disruptive wind shear. Flash flooding is a major concern, as New Orleans could see up to 8 inches of rain.
Okay, the second story that we're following today, Mayor D.C. Reeves now says former police chief Eric Randall was not meeting department expectations, adding that the decision to part ways was made using data. The city conducts employee engagement surveys every year. Now, Reeves says the expectations set inside the building have not been met, so the chief and the city agreed to part ways last week.
And changes are potentially coming to downtown Pensacola as major construction disruptions are expected next year. The reimagined Palafox Street project will cover Palafox Street from Garden Street to Main Street with wider sidewalks, crosswalks, and better drainage. The city is considering two options. The first is to close the entire street to motorized vehicles for 5 months. The second option is to have the work proceed block by block, dragging the entire project out over a year.
All right, it is 4:36, News Radio 92.3. Joining me this afternoon, Joe Maniscalco. Is that, I know I'm probably mispronouncing your name, Joe, but hey, Joe is at the National Weather Service over in Mobile. We thank you so much for your time today. Can you give us any updates in terms of the tropical Invest 93L moving into the Gulf?
Well, it's good to be on this afternoon. Yes, we have a broad area of low pressure that has moved westward into the Gulf. And it, right now, it's just still very, very close now, still to the mainland, just on the western flank of the Florida Big Bend over by Panama City this afternoon. And that low is still expected to slide westward, as we have seen over the last couple of days. It'll be moving across the northern Gulf here over the next day or so before reaching the Louisiana coast at some point on Thursday. Now, if the low does slide a little further enough offshore into the Gulf, the conditions are favorable for slow development, but that window will be closing. There is a small amount of water left for this feature to track over, but the waters are very warm there in the Mississippi Sound, so we have a 40% chance of development still, and that is in the medium range of some development before it reaches the Louisiana coast.
Well, Joe, a topic of concern this afternoon happens to be those darn rip currents. How's this going to crank up the Gulf?
Well, as this feature moves to westward, we're going to start being on the southern end or southern edge of the circulation, and that generally pulls up swell from south to north, and we're expecting the rip current risk to become life-threatening here Thursday and Friday.
Okay, and so flooding is our major issue here. I know it's kind of hard to pinpoint these type things, especially when it's so early in the development of the storm. But are there any key cities, areas that you can pinpoint in terms of having more of a flood surge?
Well, it looks like, as far as like a storm surge, we're not expecting that. This is generally from heavy rain.
Okay.
And this would be like urban and flash flood type potential in low-lying areas and areas subject to poor drainage.
So, I guess they're preparing over in the New Orleans area this afternoon for the ultimate hit on this. But I think we also have to remind ourselves this is not a major hurricane we're talking about. It's really pretty much a developing rainstorm. What are some of the winds associated with this front?
Well, some of the winds in some of these western bands that have been moving already across the central Gulf Coast on the western end or edge of the low-pressure area, some of the storms that have been developing in that area and kind of dropping down to the south and southwest have been fairly potent. We've seen some wind gusts up to 30, 40, and 40 miles an hour in some of this, but it's very brief. But it is, you know, it can bring a pretty quick shot of hazardous conditions, especially for the for our marine folks, recreational and commercial boaters.
Hey, listen, Joe, I know you guys are so busy this afternoon. Thanks for kind of edging out a few minutes with us. We had a lot of texters text in and just kind of questioning us about what's the latest, and you gave it to us, and we appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, that's Joe Maniscalco from the National Weather Service over in Mobile updating us this afternoon live on News Radio 92.3.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Washington Commanders made the NFC Championship game last season and were still aggressive to start this offseason, landing Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil. But now the Commanders are in a public and ugly contract dispute with Terry McLaurin, who had 13 touchdowns a year ago. The time to strike for the Commanders is now, and they should give McLaurin a three-year deal worth about $100 million, which at $33.3 million a year would make him the fourth highest paid receiver in the NFL. I'm Zach Gelb.
In a world parched for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. but we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 442 News Radio 92.3. Thank you to the folks from the National Weather Service in Mobile. They always take care of us over here and giving us the latest information. You heard it, folks. We got the latest information on Invest 23L. I believe it is. That's what they're called.
I thought it was 93L.
Could it be 93L?
We got all kinds of numbers and letters.
No,
here.
It is 93. You're absolutely correct. But anyway, the National Weather Service joining us just minutes ago, giving us the latest update, and we do appreciate that. Federal judge reverses a Biden-era rule that would have removed medical debt from credit reports. Lisa Lucera has more on the details.
District Judge Sean Jordan of Texas's Eastern District has found the rule exceeded the authority of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The removal of medical debt from credit reports was expected to increase the credit scores of millions of families by an average of 20 points. The CFPB says its research has shown outstanding health care claims to be a poor predictor of a person's ability to repay a loan, but it says they are often used to deny mortgage applications. But Judge Jordan said the CFPB is not permitted to remove medical debt from credit reports according to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which protects information collected by consumer reporting agencies. Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
And coronavirus rates are rising around the nation, but are still considered low. The CDC says COVID rates are growing in 25 states. They are mainly in the South, Southeast, and West Coast, with the spike part of a summer rise. There's a highly contagious variant called Nimbus that has a symptom being referred to as razor blade throat because it feels like swallowing razor blades. Believe it or not.
Makes sense. 443 News Radio 92.3 Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Well, announced alongside the International Dairy Foods Association that dozens of ice cream companies are pledging to phase out certain artificial food dyes from their products by 2027. Here's Kyle Demetris. He's actually the FDA Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods. He says, well, the agenda goes beyond party lines.
Millions of moms, dads, Republicans, Democrats, independents came out in November and were very passionate about this issue. They voted in record numbers to support the MAHA agenda. This was one of their primary issues, and we're working to fulfill that.
Okay, Fox's Lisa Brady, getting her, this just came in a few minutes ago here, has more information about a recall for bread sold in Walmart. You're going to want to hear this one. Here's House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Two major grocery chains are pulling some bread from store shelves because of undeclared allergen concerns. The recall affects six lots of Lewis Bake Shop artisan-style half loaf made by Hartford Bakery, Inc. The loaves were sold at Walmart and Kroger stores in 12 states across the Midwest and Southeast. A notice by the Food and Drug Administration says the product may contain undeclared hazelnuts. The voluntary recall comes after more than 800 loaves were found to contain nuts, with a label warning of potential tree nuts, but not hazelnuts. There have been no illnesses reported. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some pretty severe backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And you're going to hit another wave of it as you continue westbound towards 9 Mile. So be on the lookout for that. We do have an accident report on Highway 98 traveling westbound approaching Lillian Highway. That is causing a wave of backups at this time. As for your weather, at least on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got those rainfall chances happening over the next couple days, but tomorrow's low is going to be a relatively frigid 87 degrees.
Well, it's going to be a wet U.S. Tell you that. Heavy rain possible for the Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, South. Yeah, it'll be wet. Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Heavy rain and flooding will once again be possible for sections of the Mid-Atlantic back through the Ohio Valley today. A storm traveling over the Midwest and Plains will bring strong thunderstorms and pockets of heavy rain, while a tropical system travels across Florida and into the Gulf the next few days with the risk of heavy downpours and flash flooding along the coast, in particular Louisiana. High heat and humidity has prompted warnings across the Northeast, with temperatures feeling close to 100 degrees today and tomorrow. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 230 points, the S&P 500 gained nearly 20, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by more than 50. The markets were up after investors weighed the news that President Trump now calls his firing of Fed Chair Jerome Powell highly unlikely. Meanwhile, to the financial sector, Morgan Stanley today reporting second quarter results that outlasted Wall Street expectations. Net income rose 13% to $3.5 billion, or $2.13 a share. Shares are currently flat in after-hours trading. Total mortgage application volume fell 10% last week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association's seasonally adjusted index. The average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages increased to 6.82%. Crude oil futures for August are under $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, U.S. Customs and Border Protection revealing record low encounters at the southern border in June. Yeah, pretty good darn numbers. Here's Peter Ducey at the White House today.
25,228 total encounters nationwide. That is the lowest monthly total in CBP history. 8,000 U.S. Border Patrol apprehensions nationwide. That is a new historic low. 6,072 Southwest border apprehensions. That is 15% lower than the previous March low. 136 apprehensions on June 28th. That is the lowest single day in agency history, and zero parole releases compared to 27,766 released in June 2024.
All right, and Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify in a case over billions paid in fines to settle disputes over privacy practices. Shareholders are taking the Facebook parent company to court in Delaware, hoping to get Zuckerberg and other company officials to repay some $8 billion. They accuse leadership of failing to ensure compliance with a Federal Trade Commission order over how to manage privacy concerns. The trial began today.
Okay, the Trump administration announced a new program to streamline temporary visas. This is for migrant workers. If you don't mind racking, this is brand new, 4876.
Yep.
Edward Lawrence is in with the latest.
The Labor Department consolidated the Office of Immigration Policy, which will run this H-2A visa program. The office will expand the H-2A program that gives migrant workers who come here legally to help with seasonal work. It gives them work permits. Now, the President Trump says his administration will not offer amnesty for anyone. They are deporting the criminals first. Now, farmers and those in the hotel industry, as well as ranchers, lobbied the administration to do something to help protect their workforce. The Labor Secretary told me in an exclusive interview that this program will protect the immigration process and those businesses relying on seasonal workers.
And of course, we always talk about auctions and some of the stuff that's going for sale. Well, this was kind of unique. The biggest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth hits the auction block today. Sotheby's in New York says the opening bid for the 54-pound space rock is $1.6 million. It was found in the Sahara Desert back in 2023, and it's more than twice the size of any other known Martian rock. Sotheby's says the meteorite has a reddish-brown fusion crust, which gives the item an unmistakable Martian hue.
Right. Federal investigators now looking into claims by President Trump, that one-time political rival, has been committing mortgage fraud. Here's the latest on Mr. Schiff.
Fannie Mae, the U.S. government-owned enterprise that buys up mortgages, has now officially asked an inspector general to look at as many as five mortgages taken out by California Senator Adam Schiff. The Democrat was once one of the lead impeachment managers in the U.S. House during its attempt to remove President Trump from office in 2020. At the heart of the investigation are mortgage applications for Schiff's properties in California and Maryland, where he might have claimed each one was his primary residence. Schiff contends his Maryland property is where he resides while Congress is in session. The U.S. Constitution requires members of Congress be residents of the states from which they are elected.
Eben Brown, Fox News.
And an Uno social club is on hold for now in Las Vegas. Mattel and Palms Casino Resort previously announced that Las Vegas would be the first home of an Uno social club, but Mattel said the casino floor isn't ready for us yet. However, there is an alternative to the Uno-themed suite where the social club plays, located near the Palms Casino Resort at Meepleville, which is a card and tabletop community gaming venue. Just about 4:52 here, we will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this kind of gloomy-looking Wednesday afternoon of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janney King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janney King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JanneyKingCleans.com.
Janney King, the king of clean.
Culver's introduces their new chicken sandwiches, adding a new spin to their classic chicken sandwich and taking them to the next level. Bigger, juicier chicken with crispier, crunchier breading. You can get yours crispy, spicy crispy, or grilled with your favorite toppings made fresh just for you. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, or Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. From Wisconsin with love, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Possibly. And all the truth.
4:55, heads up, Pensacola. Buster Price all ready to go here, taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here. Luckily, not too much going on. We do have an accident reported, though. This is going to be on Gregory Street. If you are traveling, it looks like near 9th Avenue. We do have some backups there. It's right between 9th Avenue and Bayfront Parkway, so be on the lookout for that. Also had an accident reported. This was going to be on Highway 98 near Lillian Highway. That's causing backups traveling westbound on 98. And got some heavy issues at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, so be on the lookout for that as well. That is worsening as we speak. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. The next couple days, going to have some higher rain chances, but highs are going to be lower. Tomorrow's high is only 87.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I think you know this, but I really am a big fan of George Strait. I like George a lot. Now, he's rallied a lot of country stars for that Texas Flood Relief Fund with a benefit dinner and concert. He always goes out of the way, beside being a great singer. Michelle Polino has the details.
George Strait is looking to help out flood victims in his home state. Straight to the Heart is a benefit concert to help support those impacted by the devastating floods in Texas Hill Country. The concert will take place Sunday, July 27th in Bourne, Texas, at Estancia at Thunder Valley Indoor Arena. The event aims to provide direct, immediate support to flood victims while honoring the first responders who risked their lives to save others. Strait will be joined by a star-studded lineup, including Riley Green, Jamie Johnson, Ray Benson, Wade Bowen, Randy Houser, and more. Tickets at the $1,000 level have already sold out, but silver and gold level seating is still available. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And fans are slamming a new wig that was recently promoted by the late Tina Turner's estate. The official Tina Turner wig is made of 100% Remy human hair and was created by her hairstylist, Arthur Johns. While Johns insists the $1,000 wig is representative of the kinds of hair pieces he styled for Turner, fans say it looked like Little Orphan Annie. The wig was removed from the Tina Turner website and all social channels within hours of its introduction.
Little Orphan Annie?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that'd be a good description, but heck, we'll roll with
guess
it.
Guess that's not the look people were going for.
Okay, hot car deaths. Major problem here this summer. So far this year, 11 children have died after being left unattended in hot vehicles in Florida. 7 died in June last year. 39 children in the U.S. died after being left in hot cars. I bring this to your attention because now I'm in a position of, and this is sad, the death of a Georgia canine in a hot car led to the firing of its officer dog handler. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
Police say the cop car's air conditioning unit stopped working after the Dade County Sheriff's deputy left the dog in the car in sweltering temps. The Sheriff's Department says the bloodhound, named Georgia, was kept in the car for an unacceptable amount of time. Sheriff Ray Cross says the air conditioner's compressor malfunctioned while the deputy was in the police station and the vehicle's heat alarm failed to activate. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Luckily, I've got a story about dogs as well that'll hopefully cheer you up. It's a bit more wholesome. The new Superman movie is driving up interest in dog adoptions. The movie stars David Corenswet as the Man of Steel, but Superman's super dog Krypto also steals the show. The dog is based on writer and director James Gunn's own rescue dog named Ozu. Since the movie opened last weekend, Google searches for adopt a dog near me have spiked more than 500%. Searches for rescue dog adoption near me are up by more than 160%.
Well, I'm going to better that one with you because I'm going to take it local. Scambia Department of Animal Welfare partnering with the Bissell Pet Foundation for the Empty the Shelters adoption event. That nice. Happens this week. It's going on right now through Saturday. Adoptions for cat and dogs 1 year older are absolutely free. You can view all those adorable and adoptable pets at the Animal Welfare and Adoption Center, 24petconnect.com. And Austin, this behavior by Buddhist monks might bring about some bad karma. Tom Rigotti has the story.
Police in Thailand have arrested a woman who they say enticed Buddhist monks into sexual relationships and then pressured them into making large payments to cover up their intimacy, i.e. blackmail. The possible violations of the celibacy rule for monks has rocked Buddhist institutions and gripped public attention in Thailand in recent weeks. At least 9 abbots and senior monks involved in the scandal have been disrobed and cast out of the monkhood. The woman was arrested on charges including extortion, money laundering, and receiving stolen goods. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Vandalism surfacing in the north end of Escambia County on Monday. Somebody spray-painted vulgarities all throughout Travis Nelson Park on Highway 4 in Bratt. If you have any information, share it with Crime Stoppers, 850-433-STOP. Coming up in about 12 minutes, more information, weather information, local information. Coming up on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.